at the earliest hour possible. Old Mr. Sultan was delighted when Adam's reply arrived, and sent a groom hotfoot to his crony, Sir Nathaniel de Salis, to inform him that his grandnephew was due at Southampton on the 12th of June. Mr. Sultan gave instructions to have ready a carriage early on the important day, to start for Stafford, where he would catch the 11:40 a.m. train. He would stay that night with his grandnephew either on the ship, which would be a new experience for him, or, if his guests should prefer it, at a hotel. In either case, they would start in the early morning for home. He had given instructions to his bailiff to send the postillion carriage on to Southampton, to be ready for their journey home and to arrange for relays of his own horses to be sent on at once. He intended that his grandnephew, who had been all his life in Australia, should see something of rural England on the drive. He had plenty of young horses of his own breeding and breaking, and could depend on a journey memorable to the young man. The luggage would be sent on by rail to Stafford, where one of his carts would meet it. Mr. Sultan, during the journey to Southampton, often wondered if his grandnephew was as much excited as he was at the idea of meeting so near a relation for the first time. And it was with an effort that he controlled himself. The endless railway lines and switches round.